Well, what we know is that in northern Kivu, which is north of the city of Goma, people are fleeing the recent clashes. I mean, since last Sunday, since 26th of October, there have been upsurge in clashes between the rebel army of the National Congress of the Defense of the People on one hand and army of the country on the other hand. And there are reports of 20 to 30,000 people minimum that have fled in the last days and they are heading towards Goma area.
What type of services are you offering in that area, and have they been disrupted by the fighting?
We are present in DRC decades already, and also in the northern Kivu area we have a presence in Goma, on a permanent presence. So we are able to supply the people who fled their homes with food and water and shelter, but not at this precise moment. I mean, now what we have to do is to see where they are heading to, because it is very fluid at this moment. I mean, people are running from one place to the other, and in this moment you cannot assist right away. You have to first see where they are staying. What we have been doing in the past is we have a surgical team in Goma who can assist the local medical staff to operate on the war wounded. And we want now to increase our medical support in the northern Kivu, because that is one of the major priorities now. It is actually to give a medical support.
Are you getting reports from people on the ground about what type of injuries or illnesses they're facing?
Today, as we speak, it is still very confusing. It is actually for our colleagues on the ground very difficult to move at this moment. Some of our colleagues are still confined to their offices or their homes. They have to see what is happening in these next hours. It is actually not possible for us to give accurate figures to tell you how many wounded there are. We know that there must be dozens of wounded. We don't know really how many there are. And I can imagine there must be war wounds, like gunshot wounds and other types of weapon wounds. And that is classically the type of wounds that we have been facing in the past. So what the surgeons have to face is the different types of war wounds.
Now, you say you've been in Goma for many years and have a permanent facility there. Are you concerned, though, you may have to evacuate?
Well, at this moment, clearly, we are intending to stay, I mean, because it's where we are needed. I mean, we have to remain there in order to assist the people who need the help. We have intentions actually not to decrease, rather to increase, especially our medical team. So as long as we can, we will obviously stay.
Can you give us an idea of how many people you were assisting prior to this latest outbreak of fighting?
For instance, if I speak about healthcare, we have been providing medicines and medical supplies to 17 healthcare facilities in North and South Kivu, which is the whole eastern Congo. And this served to over 600,000 people there. But we have also been distributing water to over 10,000 people in one camp, in one refugee camp, in Kavian Bangoa in North Kivu, and we have also been repairing damaged water supply systems in several cities, like, for instance, the city of Sake, which is 30,000 people. Together with the Congolese Red Cross, we have been recently giving food to 40,000 people in the Rutshuru district. Rutshuru district is actually the place where the worst fighting is currently happening. It's in there where the fighting started 2 months before, 25th of August, and since then it has not calmed down, and now it is actually a flare-up in this Rutshuru district. So there we have been assisting over 40,000 with food, and it's there again that the focus needs to be put on the health.